James chapter 5. Go on now, you rich men, cry and howl for your miseries that shall come on you. Your riches are corrupted, and your clothes are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are rusted, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh like fire. You've heaped treasure together for the last days. See, the wages of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which you've kept back by fraud, shouts. And the shouts of those who have reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You've lived in pleasure on earth and been wanton. You've nourished your hearts like in a day of slaughter. You've condemned and killed the just, and he doesn't resist you. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See, the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is getting near. Don't grudge against each other, brothers, so you won't be condemned. See, the judge stands at the door. Take my brothers, the prophets, who've spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. See, we count them happy that endure. You've heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brothers, don't swear, not by heaven, nor by the earth, nor by any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, so that you don't fall into condemnation. Is anyone among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. Confess your faults to each other, and pray for each other so you'll be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man does a lot of good. Elijah was a man subject to the kind of passions that we have, and he prayed earnestly that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brothers, if any of you strays from the truth and someone converts him, let him know that he that converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.